This week, we're launching a new series, Making It in NYC, a closer look at affordability and the arts. Artists say that for inspiration, community, and jobs, New York City is the place to be. The challenge, of course, is finding an affordable place to live. For decades, a handful of subsidized housing complexes have provided a foothold for artists. Now the city wants to build more. But as WNYC's Jessica Gould reports, these complexes have critics who worry they benefit only a few while speeding up gentrification in some neighborhoods.
Robin Sokoloff is a dancer and choreographer who runs an arts incubator in Chelsea. And she says she's lived in some of the craziest places.
I've lived in an ice factory, abandoned. I've lived in an underground bar lounge. I've lived under the L train as it goes overground.
Then there was the time she was a squatter.
Oh, the squat building, yes.
And she didn't even know it.
Paying rent to a landlord who doesn't own the space or the building. They're squatting too. It turns out she's been living there with her family for generations.
Meanwhile, in the nearly two decades Sokoloff has lived in New York City,
my rent went from $400 to $600 to $700 to $800.
All the way up to $4,000.
So the artist's living situation is pretty dire.
Artists' incomes can be unpredictable. Maybe they get a show or sell a painting and they're flush. But then they have to make that money last until the next gig. Plus, when it comes to rent, they're often double burdened, paying for housing and studio space. Unless they're one of the lucky ones.
I want to welcome everybody to El Taller Latinoamericano at Art Space and Barrios Art Space.
That's Jesus Papaleto Melendez. He's considered a founder of the New Yorican Movement. It's a group of New Yorkers of Puerto Rican descent who started exploring their identity through art in the 60s and 70s.
We are star seeds. Every one of us, you and me and you and him. And
Melendez grew up in East Harlem, and he was living in his childhood apartment when he worried he wouldn't be able to make rent anymore. He didn't know where he'd go.
You know, I'm well known, but I don't have a fortune. I'm fortunate. I have an abundance of joy and so forth, but I don't have an abundance of money.
Then he heard about El Barrio's Art Space PS109, an affordable housing complex specifically for artists. This one started under Mayor Bloomberg. Art Space, a national nonprofit, transformed an old school building using tax credits, loans, and grants. It's Gothic, with gargoyles at the gate, like Harry Potter in East Harlem. Several arts groups have offices there, and the hallways are covered with residents' artwork. Like this poem suspended from the ceiling outside Melendez's apartment.
This is the way my poems actually like look in my head, like player piano music.
Wow.
You see, because like people ask me, how long are your poems? I go, all of my poems are one page long. It's just that the length of the page changes.
Melendez was one of 53,000 people who entered a lottery for just 89 apartments. Artists got preference, especially the ones from the neighborhood. A panel reviewed their work and sifted through piles of tax forms and pay stubs. Melendez says the selection process was tough.
It's not trying to get a camel through the eye of a needle. It's trying to get an obese camel through the eye of a needle.
Now he pays about $500 for a small, bright studio. Melendez says sometimes it feels like living in an artist retreat, full of inspiration and collaboration. Other times it's like trying to get along with everyone on a subway car. But he's happy.
I really love this building. You know, I go around touching the bricks and everything and talking to the gargoyles.
And yet, there are also the thousands of people who applied and didn't get a slot. Andrew Padilla is one of them.
The chances of you winning are statistically insignificant. You'd be better at winning pick three or pick four. Like, you're better off waiting for Yolanda Vega to call your number.
Padilla is a journalist and filmmaker who grew up in the neighborhood. We meet in one of his favorite spots, a Puerto Rican restaurant in El Barrio. Padilla's work focuses on gentrification, and he says the chance to snag an affordable apartment was super seductive.
It means that you get to try out new methods that you maybe never thought of before, take new classes that you never had the money for. It means that you get to explore and develop and grow in ways that you simply can't if you've got to pay market or close to market.
Padilla says he isn't bitter, but he is disappointed that only half of the artists at ArtSpace PS109 come from the community. And he's worried about the displacement of local residents as more outsiders move in, especially since artists are often at the vanguard of gentrification. think Soho and Williamsburg.
There can be great events here, art crawls, displays, all sorts of things. But the vast majority of the artists that made that community a destination, they're not going to be around.
Critics say these sorts of projects divert resources away from even needier residents. But officials argue these complexes are key to keeping creative people in the city. That's why the de Blasio administration wants to create 1,500 subsidized apartments specifically for artists over the next decade. Kristen Sakota is deputy commissioner at the city's Department of Cultural Affairs.
Obviously, you're benefiting the individual artists or their families who might live there, but we also look at this more holistically and that it's about community building as well.
The administration is eyeing sites like an old juvenile detention center in the South Bronx and a former slaughterhouse in Hell's Kitchen. The goal is to build inexpensive apartments plus studios and rehearsal spaces. It's part of the mayor's broader plan to preserve and create affordable housing. Dancer Robin Sokoloff says she's thrilled the city is trying to help. But
I have 1,500 friends on Facebook, and they're mostly artists. And you imagine that thousands upon thousands of us move here every year for BFA programs or once they've graduated. That's not enough.
She says she'd like to see more artist housing, not to mention stronger rent regulations, to make the city more affordable for everyone. For now, Sokoloff is scraping together a housing situation. She does Airbnbs, stays with friends, and spends as much time as she can at the commercial loft where she works. Then, on weekends, she commutes to her husband's apartment in Baltimore. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.